and Sydney have now got themselves into the Champions Playoff. All eight will probably be number four seeds, but at the same time, it's a big competition. It's what the players want to go against. And when Brent Cunningham comes to sign a few players and he said we're playing in the Champions Cup, I think that will be quite an appetite for people to look at. And certainly from that point of view, it's been great. Tremendous all-round performance, Miles, it was a... The Ospreys, you took the lead whenever Alan Wynne-Jones went over from a line-out and Dan Bigger converted, making 7 points to nil. But John Cooney, as he's done all season, narrowed with a penalty, 7-3. But then in 34 minutes, Ulster really took over. And it was an attack on the right-hand side. A beautiful grubber kick by Luke Marshall. And Craig Gilroy used his pace to dive in the ball. 8 points to seven. So that was 8-7 at half-time. And everybody was reasonably happy. But they were even more happy about 10 minutes into the second half. Firstly, on the 41st minute, also attacking down the right again. John Cooney put in a beautiful kick again. Gilroy using all his pace to get over. 13-7. Cooney with a magnificent conversion from a touchdown, making it 15-7. Better to come 8 minutes later. Phillips kicked a great kick to the corner. It was a scrum. Cooney was over the first time when he hit the referee, but it was retaken. Ulster went left. And two drives, the second one saw a big change Treadwell, the second row get over. And that was 27. And Cooney again adding the points to make it 22 points to 7. The Ulsters come back, as you knew they were, in 61 minutes when their winger, Jeff Hasselman, went over that guard to 22-12. Again, Cooney with two lovely pair of penalties, took it away to 28 points to 12. And the icing the cake then on the 73rd minute, whenever Mr. Intercepted, how he does it, nobody ever knows. Again, very similar to the play he got against Austin before. A long pass. Who was there? Mr. Stockdale catches the ball, 45 metres out, runs along, dives under the post. Cooney converts, 35-12. Even a consolation try by Dan Bigger a few minutes later didn't spoil the party from Ulster's point of view. 35 points to 17. Tremendous result. Certainly, the crowd will be delighted to have got that, and the team deserve a lot of credit. George Payne has been on the pitch virtually the whole game, and he has obviously done a lot of work with the defence. Just defensively today, Ulster are better than I've seen them for a long, long time. As I say, you know, they lost so many key players. I didn't even say about Ian Henderson and Rory Best. He didn't play or cried off last week. So when you looked at that team, there was probably 10 of them. The first-teamers weren't playing, but that doesn't matter. And maybe the new coach coming in will realise that maybe the depth and strength in Ulster rugby is a lot better than a lot of people thought it was. These young guys today got their opportunity to show what they were made of, and they couldn't have done much more what they got by. But they certainly deserve a chance next year in the Champions Cup in Europe. And a great way to finish off the season from Ulster's point of view. They've had their ups and downs, as everybody knows, but it's nice to finish on a high, and certainly today it was tremendous to be here and to see what they've done. Final score here from the Kings fan in this Champions Cup playoff. It now sees Ulster into the top tier of European rugby next season. Ulster 35, the Ospreys 17.